Hello and welcome. This is a 3-minute summary of loop engineering drawn from a larger body of research on the subject. It is the short version. By the end, you should know what this is, why it matters, and the 2 or 3 things worth remembering. Let me start with the objection against it. A coding agent already runs a loop. It looks at the code, makes a change, runs a command, checks the result, reconsiders, and keeps going until it thinks it is done. So when people started calling loop engineering the next discipline, the sharpest response was blunt. Cron jobs have a funny rebranding right now. That criticism is fair, and it misses what is actually new. What is new is not the loop. It is the specification. A loop specification is a small, reusable artifact with 5 parts: a trigger, which says what starts it; a goal, which says what it pursues; a verification step, which says how you check; a stopping rule, which says when it gives up; and memory, which says what it remembers between iterations. Take any of those away and you do not have a badly built loop. You have something else. Without verification, it is a repetition. Without a stopping rule, it is a billing risk. Here is the line that separates this from ordinary automation. An automation runs a series of steps. A loop has decision-making inside it. The agent actively evaluates whether the goal has been reached and iterates based on that evaluation. The difference is the goal verification step, which leads to the single most important thing to take from this. If you cannot say what done and correct means in a way a machine can check, you do not have a loop. You have an expensive repetition, and no amount of loop engineering will save you. 3 things worth remembering. First, verification is the whole discipline, and there is a ladder for it. At the bottom, deterministic checks, a test passes, a build compiles, then rules and linters, then delayed evidence like an integration test or a real customer response, then a model scoring against a rubric, and at the top, a human checkpoint, which is supervision and not verification at all. Climb down that ladder as far as you can. When a goal can only be checked at the model level, the fix is usually to change the goal for a neighboring one that is mechanically checkable. Second, the thing that stops a runaway loop must live outside the loop, not in the prompt and not in the model's good judgment, in your code where it cannot be reasoned away. A limit written in a prompt is a suggestion, and it fails precisely when it matters, which is when the agent is confused. Third, the maker cannot be the checker. When the same model produces the work and grades it, the score rises while the quality does not. This happens on its own, without anyone training the system to cheat. And with weak verifiers, the signal never indicates a stopping point, even after real quality has peaked and started to fall. So a loop guided by self-assessment does not stop late by accident. It stops late systematically. One last thing from the people who actually run these. The real risk is not the token bill. It is comprehension debt, the growing gap between what your repository contains and what you actually understand. Build the loop, but build it as someone who intends to stay the engineer.